still learning sugyas regarding tefillin because of the bar mitzvah, mitzvah Shem, the Shabbos. And there's a medrash pliya. There's a medrash pliya which is quoted by Rav Shamshon from Master Poli. As you'll see momentarily, it's quite a pella. The lashon of the medrash is, Ein manichin tefillin ella b'Shabbos. Again, Ein manichin tefillin ella b'Shabbos. Translated, we only put on tefillin on Shabbos. So this is a Medrash Pliya, which is discussed by many of the earlier tzaddikim. Try to understand what this means, to unravel this puzzle, to crack the code. So I just want to share some pshatim from the earlier tzaddikim, and then maybe a pshat as well. B'siyata d'shmaya. Rav Pinchas Kartzer, he says the following brilliant idea. Explain this Medrash Pliya. He says that every day in davening we say Hayoim Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayoim Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. However, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos itself, we don't say B'Shabbos, we say Mizmor Shir LeYoim HaShabbos or Hayoim Yom Shabbos Kodesh. So what's the difference between the two? By all 6 days of the week we say Hayoim Yom Ploni B'Shabbos. Whereas on Shabbos itself, we don't say B'Shabbos. We say Hayom Yom Shabbos. So the difference is between Shabbos and B'Shabbos. So says Rav Pinchas Kartzer, this is Pshat Medrash Pliya. Ein manichin tefillin ella B'Shabbos. The only time we put on tefillin is when we say the word B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Pleni B'Shabbos, which is during the Yimos HaChol. But on Shabbos, when we say Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh, so we don't wear tefillin. The Chida offers the following pshat. Zohar Kodesh tells us, I guess it's appropriate because Lag BaOmer is around the corner, that a Talmid Chacham is called Shabbos. Talmid Chacham is called Shabbos. In fact, as Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. And you know the very well-known vart that all the sugya of Reb Shimon's going into the Ma'ara is found in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel. Which is a rembus to Lag BaOmer, of course. And then I think that is the 33rd member of Reb Shimon and Shas, if I remember correctly. The Chida says the following, that a Talmid Chacham is called Shabbos. And really, the only one amongst the tzibur who wears tefillin for an extended period of time is the Talmid Chacham. So memeila ein manichin tefillin el b'Shabbos means that the only one who wears tefillin for a long time is Shabbos, is the Talmid Chacham. In fact, let's bring back the Pinchas Kartzer for a second here in a different vort of his. He says, along these lines of the Chida, not explaining exactly as the Chida explained this, as we said before, that he has a different shot, but Rav Pinchas Kartzer quotes the Rush and the Shimush Rabba from the Gaonim who say that Be'etzem, al pidin, only a Talmid Chacham is allowed to wear tefillin. And Am Ha'aretz is not allowed to wear tefillin. So he says, what's a Talmid Chacham? A person who knows Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the Ikra Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shmuel, and Sefer Tehillim. I don't know why. So therefore he says as follows, Pinchas Kartzer, along the lines of the Chida, but again, he's saying a different pshat, Ein Menichin Tefillin Ela B'Shabbos means that only a Talmid Chacham who's fluent in Bereishis, Shmuel, Tehillim, which is Rashi Tevis Shabbos, is allowed to put on tefillin. Ein menichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. Along these lines, I saw the Sefer Noah Dorish says that the word here, manichin, can also be translated as taking off. So therefore, ein manichin tefillin means we do not take off our tefillin el b'Shabbos, except on Shabbos. Because really, you're supposed to wear tefillin all day. So when are you taking off your tefillin? You're only taking it off when it comes Shabbos. Of course, that's a little dochik because the word manichin is means to put on tefillin, lahaniach tefillin. And especially, we don't wear tefillin at night. So do we only take off tefillin on Shabbos? No, don't wear them at night either. Don't really only take them off for Shabbos. We need the daytime, obviously. So it could be understood. But these are at least a few pshatim in ein manichin tefillin el b'Shabbos. We'll quote one more pshat from Yehuda Asari, Yehuda Liala. He says, ein manichin tefillin is like a lashon naki. He says that we find that the word tefillin is rooted in the words naftuli elekim, niftalti. That's what Rachel says about having given birth through Zilpah to Naftali. Naftali is a lashon of his kashrus, of making a kesher. Or as Rashi puts it, like a milchama, she was miskashir b'milchama with her sister. And Yehuda Yala wants to say that in that case, you can say that tefillin is a lashon zivug. It's a lashon zivug. Ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos, therefore comes to tell us that just as the Gemara says that the ona'ah of a Talmud Chacham is when from Shabbos to Shabbos, so therefore, ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos means that the ona of a Talmud Chacham, that's called manichin tefillin, is only on Shabbos. It's actually interesting, just to point out, Agav, that Rachel is the one who says ein manichin tefillin. Rachel is the one who says naftuli elokim niftalti, that I'm in a melchama with my sister Leah. We know that the tefillin shel Yad and the tefillin shel Rosh correspond to Rachel and Leah. The tefillin shel Yad is Rachel, and the tefillin shel Rosh is keneged Leah, because the partzufim, there's a partzuf called Rachel, which is keneged the tiferis, which is like the lave of Yaakov, which is called the Zer Anpin. And Leah, the partzuf of Leah, stands behind the head of the Zer Anpin. So Mamela, the tefillin shel Rosh is keneged Leah, that's called the Makom Leah. And the tefillin shel Yad is keneged Rachel, because that's the makom of Rachel. So therefore, it's very interesting that the root of the word tefillin in Torah comes from the word naftali. Naftuli elekim niftalti. Because that's actually talking about Rachel and Leah. That they were in the skashas of Azeh. And of course, that's the whole ending of tefillin, the kesher shel tefillin. That there should be a hiskashas between tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh, like we spoke about last week. So that's Yehuda Yala's pshat. Ein manichin tefillin, which is the lashon zivuk of Talmid Chachamim, is only b'Shabbos. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Chayisara quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger as again using b'Shabbos as a Rashi Tevos. He says that b'Shabbos as Rashi Tevos b'mokum se'ar, b'mokum tapuach. That we know that the space where you put the tefillin has to be between the se'ar, the hairline, and the tapuach, which is the soft spot on the head. So he says b'Shabbos means b'mokum se'ar, b'mokum tapuach. That's the place for hanachas tefillin. The Abir Yaakov of Yaakov of Chatzera says, "Ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos." We know that there's two tefillins, and according to Mekubalim, the Gemara says that there's a place on the head for two tefillins means that it's a remez that you should wear both tefillins simultaneously. Rabbi Natan and Shal Rashi. So he explains, "Ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos." That the real way that the ikur tefillin, although there's a third tefillin called tefillin shimushi rabba, which Mekubalim put on by mincha time, but "Ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos" means also Rashi Tevos, b'Shabbos, b'Rabbeinu Shlomo, b'Rabbeinu Tam. Ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. So perhaps let's try to explain in a different way what Chazal mean, ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. The first thing we have to understand is the following question. Basic, obvious question of the Lashon of the Medrash. That this lashon of ein manichin tefillin ella is very roundabout. Couldn't the Medrash have been more direct and had said manichin tefillin rak b'Shabbos? No. Why do we have to go roundabout? So the klal is that whenever Chazal use the lashon of Eino Ella, in Pnimius, it's because it wants to be tofes both tzadim. That the Eino is true, and the Ella is also true. An example of this is by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says the following lashon: Nun Shari Bina Nivra Ba'ilam, that Hashem created Chamishim Shari Bina. V'kulam nitna l'maisha, they were all given to Moshe, chutz mi echad, except for one. As it says, v'tachasreyu me'at me'elokim. What's going on over here? They were all given to Moshe except for one? Why doesn't it say Moshe was given 49? Rather, the pshat is that be'emes, all 50 were given to Moshe. When Moshe received the Torah on Har Sinai, as we're approaching him in Hashem, on day 50, the Torah was given with all Chamishim Shari Bina. So Moshe was Zeche Lekula. However, when Bnei Yisrael were Choti with the Eagle, Hashem told Moshe, Lech Reid Kishich Yisamcha, you also have to go down for your Madrega of Shari Chamishim. So Lech is Gematria Chamishim. Lech Reid. Lech Reid means go down from your Madrega of Shari Chamishim to only being 49, v'tachaseyu me'at me'elokim. But be'emes Moshe had 50. He was given 50, but taken away one. And even in his death, Moshe Ben was zechet to the Shari Chamishim. As all the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, that Moshe was buried on Har Nevo. Nevo is the Osios Nunbo. He was buried in the Shar Nun. Moshe was zeich on the day of his death, or right before his death, to the Shari Chamishim again. Which is why he was zeich to be machaber this tremendous sefer called Sefer Dvarim, which is all the words of Moshe. He was zeich to Chamishim Shari Bina. Actually, Hashem warns him and tells him, Loisavur es hayardin. The Rosh Hashanah says, Yardin, I think it's based on Azor maybe even, Yardin is the Osiyas Yorad Nun. The Moshe wanted to bring down the Shari Nun to the rest of the Jewish people. Which the Zerah Kodesh says the Shar Nun is the incapacity to be able to be chaytai. The EF Sharut lachatai. It's impossible to make a chayt. That's what he wanted to bring down to the Jewish people. Which, by the way, this would explain what the Gemara says, that Bnei Yisrael, the only reason why they did the chayt ha'egel was an order lahoros tshuva l'rabim. That it was really a chayt which was l'shem shamayim. Of course, Chazal say also it was honored to be matir arayus. What does it mean that they did it with these pure intentions? In order to be hired tshuva l'rabim, that everybody should see that not only if a yachid does an aveir, he can do tshuva, like we learned from David HaMelech, but also if a tzibur does tshuva, they can look at the chet ha'egel as the paradigm, that even a tzibur can do tshuva, even Gans Kala Yisrael Kemat. The pshat is, though, is that Moshe Rabbeinu received the luchos on Har Sinai, and he brought down the Shar Nun. And even though Moshe had it, he didn't yet give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, there was a ha'ara to the Jewish people of the Shar Nun. So Mimela, since Bnei Yisrael had a ha'ara of the Shar Nun, Mimela, it was impossible for them to do a chet purely. That's why the chet ha'egel is not mamash a chet, because it's impossible for the Jewish people to do a chet. And that's why they actually went ahead and did the eagle, which is the worst aveir possible. Imagine, if you just received the Torah, how could you go ahead and do the eagle? It's the worst aveir possible. Why would you do the worst aveir? But there's a limit chus here, is that what they wanted to show is that after you receive Torah, and you reach the Shar of Nun, even if you do an avodah zarah, which is the most chomer aveir in the Torah, it's mamash the stira to the entire Indian of Torah, you're invincible. Imagine if somebody gives you, right, a glass bottle, and he says, this glass bottle does not break. Right? What are you going to do to show that it doesn't break? Right? Are you just going to step on it? You're not going to step on it. You know what you're going to do? You're going to go somewhere, you're going to take a huge piano, and you're going to drop it on it to show that it doesn't break. You're going to throw it off the Empire State Building. That's what you're going to do. Because you're not going to do something small. You're going to show just how great this is, that it doesn't break. So that's why they did the Chet HaEgel. In order to show that even though you're doing the most chomer thing, which is the antithesis of what Torah stands for, they just saw Torah says, and now they're going to go ahead and do this, but to show that it doesn't break. And they were right, on some level they were right. Because there was a horror of that. But it wasn't a complete zechi in the Shar Nun, which is why Chazal say that although their intentions were pure, to show that you can even do tshuva, that you are certainly invincible on some level. It was only a ha'ara, it was like chatzi chatz. Maybe the Chazal also say it was only to be matar arayas. Because it was only a ha'ara, it wasn't a shlemus of the sha'anan, and that they were not correct. So it broke on some level. So Mimela, Moshe Rabbeinu was zecha to the sha'anan. That's called Har Nevo. And he wanted to bring it down to the Jewish people. Just like he always wanted to when he came down from Har Sinai, he wanted to bring down the Sha'anan to the Jewish people. That's all Moshe wanted to do, to bring down the Sha'anan to the Jewish people. But no. But certainly Moshe was zeicha to the Sha'anan. What should the Chazal say? Kula nitna l'Moshe, chutz mi'achad. For example, Chazal say, hakol bidi shamayim, chutz mi'ir shamayim. Everything is in the hands of Shamayim except Yir Shamayim. So the Chidon and the Tzaddikim say, of course Yerushalayim is also in the hands of Hashem Yisbarach. It just means that He gives Bechira to us. But we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything, of even our Bechiras. Doesn't mean to say the man doesn't have free choice. Of course he has free choice. That's what it means. HaKol B'Deshamayim Chutz Me'Yerushalayim. But there's still an aspect of truth here. HaKol B'Deshamayim. That's like Kol is Gematria 50 also. That also comes from the Shaar HaMishim. Shaar HaMishim is the place where you can bridge together two impossibilities which can go together. Of course, HaKol B'Deshamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Asa Osa V'Yasa. He does everything. It's Odom L'Chol HaMasim. But that's why Chazal used that Lashon. HaKol B'Dei Chutz. Because you have to know that it's both. Otherwise, Chazal would have said, Ein Yir Shemayim B'Dei Shemayim. It's not the case. Of course, Yir Shemayim is B'Dei Shemayim. Hashem took away Paras B'Chir. We can do whatever He wants. If that's the case, let's understand for a moment. Ein minichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. Ein minichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. Before we get to understanding the diktuk of this lashon, let's be makdim with the Baal HaTanya, who says on the lashon of Chazal, "Ve'yaru ami ha'aretz mimecha." No, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha ve'yaru mimecha. That all the nations of the world will see that the shem Hashem is on you, and they will be fearful of you. The Gemara makes the following drasha: Eilu. Tfilin Shabirosh. That there's a certain aim of a fachad that the Tfilin Shabirosh brings upon those of which you behold such a person. The story is told about Tzaddikim that when they wear the Tfilin, the pachad which beheld those who saw them. Dushasam et harasam. But the Baal HaTanya makes the following diktuk. What does it mean, tefillin shebirosh? Should Chazal had not said tefillin al harosh? Or tefillin shel rosh? What's tefillin shebirosh? So the Baal HaTanya says that there's a darga of tefillin called tefillin which is birosh, which is in the head. And this is a madrega which Klal Yisrael will be zeichet to la'asalava. Right now, the tefillin represents what's called Meichin Makifin, Oros Makifin, that which surrounds us, which doesn't go in, because it's too lofty to go inside. However, La'asalavo, those mochin will go in. And that's really the reason why there's mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. Really, a Jew, Be'etzem, is a chefza shel tefillin, that the tefillin should be in his head. And because we're not mezuchach enough, we're not purified enough, so maybe we have to wear the tefillin as a batim outside. But really, that bayis should be inside the head. It should go in. And la'asalav will be like that. That's called tefillin birosh. That's why the tzaddikim explain, like we say on Lel Pesach. For every yontav, there's a harachamim which we say in Berachas HaMazon. And the one which we say on the night of Pesach is a longer nusach. Harachamim, we should be zeiche to the time of tzaddikim yoshin ve'itroseihem biroshehem v'nehenem mizir ha'shchina. The tzaddikim say, what does it mean, itroseihem biroshehem? That the atara is in your head? The Torah says, yeah. That the tefillin, which is called an atara, oiter yisol v'sifara, that the tefillin, which is called an atara, it's in the head. That's the darga of Lel Pesach. Which is interesting. Lel Pesach is a zman, which is like day. You say halal v'chulei. But there's no tefillin. If it's like a day, why don't we wear tefillin? Especially since tefillin is Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should be wearing tefillin the night of Pesach. That's how the Mefarshim explain why it is that Mordechai and Esther, they weren't masakin Purim as being a full Yontif. Why not? Because Yontif means no tefillin. But the whole nisif of Purim was v'yikar zu tefillin. Chazal say that Mordechai was nikar b'nimuso, that you were able to notice Mordechai from very far. Why was he? So the Mefarshim explains, some say, because he always wore tefillin, even in Golis, wherever he went, Mordechai was wearing tefillin. And they understood that there was something about the tefillin of Mordechai. But the pshat is that on the night of Pesach, you don't need to wear tefillin mamish, because tefillin and its roots is in a higher madriga than being worn on the head. It's called Itrosein Biroshem on the night of Pesach. And that's why you're zeichet to tremendous moichin on the night of Pesach all at once. It's like the tefillin goes into your head. And the same thing is true about Shabbos. Because we know that even the Leil Pesach is called Shabbos. The Torah says, Mimacharas HaShabbos Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. So the Gemara says, after Shabbos? After Shabbos Mamish? No, not after Shabbos Mamish. After Leil Pesach, which is called Shabbos. So Mimela, being that Pesach is called Shabbos, there's an Inyan on Shabbos called Tfilin on the Darga of Itrasein Birashayan. Elu Tfilin Shabarosh. Which goes very nice with the Gemara, because the Gemara says there's what's called Aim Sat Shabbos. The aim of the fear of Shabbos is even on the Amma Aretz. The Pshat is, and even on Behemoths. Why is that so? It could be that since on Shabbos there's a Bechina of Itrasein Birashayan, that even if you're not wearing Tfilin, the Tfilin is in your head. There's a bechina called Varo Kolami Aretz that even Amaratzim see. Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yarmi Mecca. It actually goes very nicely with that which the Arizal says, and the Rashash has this in the Kavanas, that when you go to the place in davening where you say Nishmas Kol Chai, so you're mechavein Hanochas Tfilin there. That the Kavanas which you say there are what's called Tmuras Tfilin. That really on Shabbos you don't wear tefillin. But you can't not wear tefillin. So what do? You're mechavin the Inyan of tefillin. What's the Inyan of tefillin? The Ari says that in the tefillin there's 21 havayas. There's 21 havayas. Now 21 is also a Shem Kadosh, Shem Ekya. So the Ari says that the Shem of tefillin Shal Rosh is Ekya, Havaya, Ekya. Which adds up to Gematria 68. And 68 is Gematria Chaim. That's what the Gemara says, that anybody who wears tefillin, Marichin Yom HaVishnaisav, Yizrech HaTachayim. So tefillin is the secret of Chaim. Ekya, Havaya, Ekya. Like 21 Havaya is like Ekya, Havaya. Ekya, Havaya, Ekya is Gematria Chaim. And the Arizal says that when you say Nishmas Kol Chai, the Arizal says Kol Chai is Gematria Chaim. And there you're mechavim, ekya havaya ekya, tmuras tefillin, in place of the tefillin. So according to this, it's very nice. On two fronts. Why is it that the Ari doesn't say to be mechavim tefillin shal yad? Why only tefillin shal rosh? Teretz is because there's an inyan on Shabbos called tefillin shal barosh. Your zeicha on Shabbos, especially when you say nishpas kol chai, which al pi pnimis hatorah, your zeicha to your nefesh yisera of the day when you say nishpas kol chai. That all the meichin come in, the Meichin of Bina come in, and the Meichin of Chachma start to come in. Tefillin is called Chachma. And you're Zeiche to this Inyan at that time called Tefillin Shabarosh. Now, Lefiza, we can say as follows. That which the Chazal say here, Ein menichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. What was that question we started with? Couldn't it just have said, menichin tefillin, rak b'Shabbos. You only wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why does it say, Ein menichin tefillin ela? You don't wear tefillin except on Shabbos. Elamai to teach you that there's really two. Two things are true. There's not tefillin on Shabbos. That's why it says, Ein menichin tefillin. But it says, Ela b'Shabbos, they teach you, really there's a bechina called that you only wear tefillin on Shabbos. How can you say you only wear tefillin on Shabbos? You wear tefillin during the rest of the week too. But Elamai, this is what's called the darg of tefillin b'shorasha. That the asalavi, you won't have to wear tefillin. It'll be the kind that it's a tefillin, as it's in your head, that will be your tefillin. So Mamila goes as follows. Ein manichin tefillin Ela b'Shabbos means that the real darg of wearing tefillin is only on Shabbos. And on some level, you can say that the real hanachas tefillin is only on Shabbos, because that's called tefillin shabarosh. And in light of that, that hanachas tefillin which we do during the week is not really hanachas tefillin at all. It's a bottle to the real hanachas tefillin, which is Shabbos, which is called itrosein beroshein. But it's also true, eimenichin tefillin. You don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. It's called a hanacha called ayin. You put it on bedargas ayin. It's called ayin menachin tefillin b'Shabbos. You don't see the tefillin. It's not a yeshus of tefillin. It's a bittul of tefillin. You don't see the tefillin of Shabbos. That's because it's called itrosein beroshein, that the oris machkifin go in. And on that level, it's very much doimet to Leil Pesach. We said before that on Leil Pesach, there's like a rush. There's a huge rush of moichin which come in all at once, shalai kaseder, on the night of Pesach. And Shabbos, is, you could say, is similar to that, which is why Pesach is called Shabbos. That it could be, it can very well be said, that we put on tefillin during the week for 6 days as an or makif, which is like around the head. But it doesn't exactly go in. On Shabbos, when you don't wear tefillin, the reason why you don't wear it is because what's happening is that all the moichin of tefillin during the week, they go in on Shabbos. That's the hanachas tefillin of Shabbos. That all the makifin during the week now become inside the Rosh. And it works out very nicely, like we said before, that since on El Pesach it all goes all at once, many, many all at once, so too Shabbos is the same thing. That all 6 hanachas tefillin during the week, they all go in all at once at Shabbos. That's called tefillin Shabirosh. So the fizet, it's not the pshat that on tefillin we don't wear Shabbos. Because the Sfarim bring down, it could be even from the Zohar. It would be a little bit, have to figure out what the Zohar means, Alpizeh. I don't remember exactly if it's Tikkuni Sozezes or not, but it's brought down. The reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because you already have 2 osos. You have Shabbos and you have Mila. So you don't need the osos tefillin. But Lachar it's fair. Why not? So you could say it's not a covet to Shabbos and Mila, but why not? Because you have a triple os. Tefillin, Shabbos, and Mila. Wouldn't that be gevaldik? According to this, though, it's not because it's a lack of kavod. The pshat is because tefillin goes to an higher dagger. Shabbos has a way of elevating tefillin in a way that you're putting on tefillin in a higher way than that. So really, you do have all 3 osas. I thought to say, maybe that's pshat we say, Bein yu vein b'nei Yisrael os hi le'olam. Os hi le'olam. That we know that there's 3 osos. Shabbos is called an os, Mila is an os, and Tefillin is an os. It's just very interesting here that we say, Bein yu vein b'nei Yisrael, os hi le'olam. Right? So it's very interesting. Bein yu vein b'nei is 3 times the word bein. Look at it very carefully. Bein yu vein. And even the word b'nei is also the same letter as bei zir nun. Right? Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. 3 times. And then it says, osi la'olam. What that's showing is that an os creates a kesher. It creates an in-between, between 2 parties. So you could say that Shabbos has all 3. Shabbos has Shabbos, it has Mila, and it has Tefillin. That's why it says 3 times, beini uvein b'nei. 3 times bein, osi la'olam. And even the word uvein is gematria chayim, which is a remez to the tefillin one. The uvein b'nei Yisrael, gematria chayim, that's a remez, that there's an os, which is the os of tefillin, tefillin shavarosh, which takes place on Shabbos. So mamela we have pshat, bezuz Hashem, ein menichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. That the real hanach is tefillin, which is the dag of tefillin shavarosh, the la'asalavo, because Shabbos is me'ein, aylam haba, that's the dagger which was eichet to every single Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us and on the schos to speak him at the end of tefillin. Tefillin is one of the things which needs a lot of his chazkas. The bracha that it's always given to a bar mitzvah bachar, I've already heard it twice to my son, is that in the same way you put on tefillin the first time, you should continue to put on that way. Somebody said, no, fakir, this should be the lowest. We should always be most of a holich in your excitement for tefillin. Not so easy. It's something which we do mitzvah anashim elamada, but chazal say about tefillin, it's shakol koneged kol mitzvah satorah. When a person puts on tefillin, he's like a beis hamikdash when he puts on tefillin. There's so many inyanim, so many things that a person has to be careful about. He's like, he's taken from being just a regular person to becoming a tzaddik ador when he wears tefillin. It's mamash a gevaldik schus to say, asher ki d'shena b'mitzvois of laniach tefillin. Hashem Baruch Hu should help us, and in the schus of being mechazik in this inyan, this week and last week, you should be zeichet to upping a notch in the inyan of tefillin. Halavai, we should be zeichet to eidu tefillin shabirosh, So this tag of Eimechach Shabbos soon in our days will be a Skoil Tzedek. May have a Amen.